This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Arunachal Pradesh is one of the leading states in terms of scale and diversity of national infrastructure projects, with 81 projects involving a cumulative investment of ₹5,09,395 crore. Out of 22 Pragati projects, 4 projects with an investment of ₹14,265 crore have been commissioned, while 18 projects involving ₹93,849 crore are currently under implementation. The portfolio is dominated by roads and highways with 49 projects and power generation, transmission and distribution, which has 15 projects. The State Foundation Days of Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were celebrated at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The occasion turned into a celebration of unity, culture and shared heritage among the northeastern states. The highlight of the function was a vibrant showcase of traditional dances and cultural performances presented by the people of these three states. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, remarked that celebrating the foundation days of other states goes beyond a ceremonial observance. He said that it reinforces the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat by deepening understanding, fostering unity and strengthening emotional bonds among people across state boundaries. Arunachal Pradesh's P. Martina Wangjan and Shaijan Mannau each secured silver medal at the 69th School Games Wushu, which was held in Imphal. Meanwhile, Nomi Tamut was successful in winning bronze. A new ginger species, Paracampharia alba, was discovered from the Siang Valley of East Siang District. It was found in the Miglung area, growing in shaded stream banks in humid and sandy soil. As part of the ginger family, the plant may also hold medicinal and economic significance pending further research. The discovery has been published in Nordic Journal of Botany by researchers Tatum Miwang, Bipankar Hajong, Dipratim Koch and Pankaj Bharali. Khonsa Battalion of Assam Rifles, under the aegis of Inspector General of Assam Rifles, successfully facilitated the surrender of one hardcore insurgent belonging to the NSCNK group during a joint operation in Longding District of Arunachal Pradesh. Based on confirmed intelligence, Khonsa and Longding Assam Rifles, in coordination with Arunachal Pradesh Police, reached the suspected area, followed by on-ground sources activated and tasked to establish contact with the insurgent and persuaded him to surrender. After several hours of relentless efforts, the insurgent responded positively and agreed to surrender, shunning the path of violence. Later on, the individual was handed over to Police Station Longding. Rajiv Gandhi University organized a one-day seminar on intellectual property rights, awareness, protection and commercialization. The aim was to create comprehensive awareness about the significance of intellectual property in academia, administration, research and society at large. 200 participants, including faculty members, officers, non-teaching staff and research scholars from various departments of the university, participated in the seminar. The district administration, K.E. Panyur, successfully conducted day one of the K.E. Panyur Suvidha Outreach Campaign at the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Yachali. 100 participants, including ASHA workers, Anganwari workers and representatives of market associations, attended the campaign. The outreach aimed to promote awareness and adoption of K.E. Panyur Suvidha, a WhatsApp-based citizen service platform designed to simplify access to government services and strengthen last-mile service delivery. The government approved the continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old-age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme. Football in the Northeast gets a boost with the signing of an agreement in Guwahati between Northeast State Football Associations and Japan-based Best Surf Inc. to launch the Northeast Football League, strengthening the grassroots talent and building a sustainable football ecosystem. The fifth edition of Arunachal Yuva Samanve 2026 is underway at Chokham in Namsai District. The event is a platform to inspire, connect and empower youth through dialogue, leadership, culture and innovation. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.